I was growing up just at the time of anti-Semitic rage in Germany was going on. So I was very aware of it.
I have a very deep German background,
yes,
ancestry and all.
Yes. So naturally, I had a question in my mind. How had he been influenced by this very unfortunate aspect of German life? Of course, your explanations to me of how you grew up and what your feelings were sufficient to alleviate any concern that I had that you were or had been infected by this, you know, psychological disease.
I can't remember the exact words that I used, but it was, you know, that my mom and her family grew up in Germany, very much involved with the SS. They were basically forced into it. My mom's dad was a dentist. Back in those days, being a dentist, that kind of puts you in the upper echelon of people in the town. And anybody with that kind of position was automatically demanded upon them to be part of the SS regime. My grandfather was part of the SS because if he didn't, they were going to pretty much shut him down. Well, they lived in a three-story house with a basement. It was a basement that nobody knew about. His office was down on the first floor, but then beneath that was the basement, and they kept five Jewish people there.
I know that it must have been kind of wrenching to discover these things about your background.
Oh, yeah. Well, what brought it out when I was a little kid was that when we lived in California, there was still, like, you know, the skinhead population was very out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom having black hair and, you know, kind of like a rounded nose, if you will, she looked Jewish.
I see.
And when she was a child, she and her sisters all got lice. You know, back then they didn't have shampoo or anything for lice.
Right.
So all the sisters got their head shaved.
Oh, my.
Well, my mom was then walking down the street and was deemed a Jew.
And attacked.
And and she didn't have her Star of David on, and she was attacked. That is what really triggered this deep-rooted hatred of what was going on within her, her sisters, and especially her dad. It was at that point that he decided to do what he could to fight this, and then that's when they opened up their basement.